Psalm 104.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, you are magnificent. You are robed in splendor and majesty. He covers himself with light, as if it were a garment. He stretches out the skies like a tent curtain and lays the beams of the upper rooms of his palace on the rain clouds. He makes the clouds his chariot and travels along on the wings of the wind. He makes the winds his messengers and the flaming fire his attendant. He established the earth on its foundations. It will never be upended. The watery deep covered it like a garment. The waters reached above the mountains. Your shout made the waters retreat. At the sound of your thunderous voice, they hurried off. As the mountains rose up and the valleys went down to the place you appointed for them. You set up a boundary for them that they could not cross, so that they would not cover the earth again. He turns springs into streams. They flow between the mountains. They provide water for all the animals in the field, the wild donkeys quench their thirst. The birds of the sky live beside them. They chirp among the bushes. He waters the mountains from the upper rooms of his palace. The earth is full of the fruit you cause to grow. He provides grass for the cattle and crops for people to cultivate so they can produce food from the ground, as well as wine that makes people feel so good, and they can have oil to make their faces shine, as well as food that sustains people's lives. The trees of the Lord receive all the rain they need. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted, where the birds make nests, near the evergreens in which the herons live. The wild goats live in the high mountains. The rock badgers find safety. He made the moon to mark the months, and the sun sets according to a regular schedule. You make it dark, and night comes, during which all the beasts of the forest prowl around. The lions roar for prey, seeking their food from God. When the sun rises, they withdraw and sleep in their dens. Men then go out to do their work and labor away until evening. How many living things have you made, O Lord? You have exhibited great skill in making all of them. The earth is full of the living things you have made. Over here is the deep, wide sea, which teems with innumerable swimming creatures, living things both small and large. The ships travel there, and over here swims the whale you made to play in it. All of your creatures wait for you to provide them with food on a regular basis. You give food to them, and they receive it. You open your hand, and they are filled with food. When you ignore them, they panic. When you take away their life's breath, they die and return to dust. When you send your life-giving breath, they are created, and you replenish the surface of the ground. May the splendor of the Lord endure. May the Lord find pleasure in the living things he has made. He looks down on the earth, and it shakes. He touches the mountains, and they start to smolder. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God as long as I exist. May my thoughts be pleasing to him. I will rejoice in the Lord. May sinners disappear from the earth and the wicked vanish. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.